So this past week, we took our daughter, Ava Matic. DJ Automatic and I have a baby girl. We took her to a theme park to celebrate her birthday. And I have a confession about that. It's the Dana Cortez Show every Wednesday at this time. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. Ugh.
We didn't just take one of her friends with us. We took 11 of her friends.
Hey, but those kids were pretty good. No, it was hard, Anthony, but let me tell you something. They were pretty good. What happened, though, is I had to sneak away for a minute because I needed some Takis. You know, we've been walking all day long. I hadn't had a meal. And I went into this store where a kid is having a meltdown. No big deal. I mean, it's a theme park, right? It's a theme park. You're having a little meltdown. But the kind of meltdown a kid was having, I'm going to tell you, he's probably 7, 8. He has a large soda. You know how big they are at the theme parks? He proceeds to scream and throw it on the ground. And there's soda everywhere. So as he's screaming, for whatever reason, he's having his little meltdown, the cashier lady has to come around and get on her hands and knees, clean it.
Worst part about working at the amusement park.
What's she going to do, right? Yeah, exactly. She's on her hands and knees with napkins cleaning it up. She finally finishes.
What was the parents doing?
Watching.
The parents were just watching.
I was handing her napkins as the parents were watching. So I'm biting my tongue. I'm not saying nothing. The kid is still screaming, whatever the hell, he's bloody murder over there. Then she goes back behind the counter to check them out. And the kid is now yelling that he wants his candy, his cotton candy, that is. He wants his toy, and he wants it now. So the dad turns to the cashier, who just got up from her hands and knees to clean after his son, and says, give him the bag.
Whoa.
They're literally creating a little devil.
Dude.
And I'm just thinking, this boy is going to have to take care of me someday. You're going to let him out into the wild someday. What are you doing?
That kid on sugar reminds me of me on Patron. That's what that reminds me of.
I think it was worse. I mean, I was so upset at the way that this kid was talking to his parents, to the woman behind working. But even more than that, I felt like I felt obligated to say something to the cashier.
Yeah, that's always a weird position to be in.
And say, I'm sorry, do you need some help? And I felt obligated to tell the parents, what are you doing? But I didn't. I held my tongue.
You felt obligated? By who? Society?
Yes. Yes.
You should have said something to him.
The streets.
The streets right now. And everybody listening right now is like, you should have told him something. Because the kid was just being so disrespectful. Should I have said something? 833 Dana Show.
I definitely would have gone off on the parent because the little kid doesn't know any better.
Thank you.
I mean, they know better, but they need guidance. So they need to know right from wrong. Now, if it was like a 13, 14, 15 year old, then, you know, then that kid knows better. But at a young age like that, not on my watch. I would have whooped his ass right there.
You can't put your hands on someone else's kid or you would have whooped the dad's ass.
I would have whipped somebody. Somebody's
It's the Dana Cortez Show, y'all. We'll be right back.